This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. No sleep for lawmakers in the Senate who've stayed up all night sounding an alarm over Russell Vogt, President Trump's nominee to head the Office of Management and Budget. Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin.
I hate to use this idiom, but we are in fact asking the fox to guard the hen house.
Vogt, an architect of Project 2025, a plan that calls for drastic cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. Protests in cities across the country over an effort led by Elon Musk to shrink the government. One component, a move by President Trump to close the U.S. Agency for International Development, which delivers aid overseas. These women joined a demonstration in Washington, D.C.
If there's an interest in saving money, there's certainly a different way of going about it.
We need to make sure that they're hearing that the people are not with them and that we won't let unelected leaders take control of our money, and we won't let unelected leaders take control of our democracy.
There's growing backlash over Mr. Trump's proposal for a U.S. takeover of Gaza and a relocation of Palestinians to turn the territory into a luxury resort area. Correspondent Caitlin Huey Burns is in Washington.
Steve Witkoff, the president's envoy to the Middle East, was actually here on Capitol Hill meeting with Republican senators, talking to them about the plan. And coming out of that meeting, Senator Josh Hawley told us that they were assured by Witkoff that the president's plan is no U.S. troops in Gaza and no American money being spent in Gaza. Of course, that is not what the president said.
Freezing rain is falling this morning from Maryland and Virginia on up through Massachusetts, where this driver has a plan to get through the roads in Framingham.
My car has four-wheel drive, so, you know, put it in four-wheel drive and just keep on going with the motion. Ready to go.
Snow is expected in New England through tonight, with a changeover to rain in the south. A new strain of the deadly H5N1 bird flu has turned up in milk samples and dairy cows in Nevada. The first version, D11, had only been detected in migrating birds and poultry until now. The original strain blamed on one human death in Louisiana last month. This is sentencing day for Shohei Ohtani's former translator, who pleaded guilty to stealing millions of dollars from the L.A. Dodgers star. CBS News L.A.'s Adam Yamaguchi.
His attorney asked U.S. District Judge John Holcomb for an 18-month sentence instead of the nearly 5 years prosecutors are pushing for. Mizuhara claimed he suffered a long-standing gambling addiction, but prosecutors say their investigation found minimal evidence to support his addiction claim, nor remorse.
S&P futures up 11. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, better taste, better nutrition, better egg.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a slick start outside. An overnight wintry mix came down and has created some icy spots. Late last night and into the morning, the roads were a mess everywhere. Our Racine County Sheriff Squad was involved in an impact near 7 Mile Road, and I-94 in the area was shut down briefly. The icy spots won't stick around long. We will warm up a little today. It will be getting windy with gusts up over 40 miles an hour. We'll have more coming up in the forecast. Racine and Kenosha drug units got together for a bus this week. The Racine County Sheriff's Metro Drug Unit and the Kenosha Drug Operation Group executed a search warrant in Kenosha Tuesday. It led to the arrest of a 26-year-old at a home on 38th Street near 94th. During the operation, police say they seized 70 pounds of pot and nearly $4,000 in cash. A story you'll want to go deeper with at the Racine County Eye today is music-based. A music teacher at a Racine County school is making a big difference, with her story now online at RacineCountyEye.com. And it's another day of nothing from the local papers. The parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is Lee Enterprises. A message on their website says again they're experiencing technical problems that are preventing print and digital editions. Lee owns over 70 papers across the country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks make another trade. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks have picked up Jericho Sims from the Knicks. Sims is 6'10", a backup center for New York. In exchange, the Bucks sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the Knicks. Milwaukee beating the Hornets in Charlotte, 112-102. Afterwards, players reacting to Chris Middleton being traded to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Brooke Lopez.
I wasn't aware of it until Doc mentioned it at a film session, so it definitely hit me as a shock. Obviously going to miss him. It's going to be a huge adjustment.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
It still hurts. Those are your guys that, especially the guys that you've won with. Like family to you.
NFL, the Chiefs and the Eagles getting ready for the Super Bowl. Packers running back Josh Jacobs says his team needs to add some veterans in free agency.
You know, obviously with finishing the way we did, and you know, we right there. So just trying to make it all make sense, put some more pieces together and figure it out.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We should be done with the flurries and the freezing drizzle. In fact, we'll be mostly sunny by this afternoon, but it will be windy today. Our high right around 38. The wind will be west, gusting to between 40 and 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We could see more snow by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Been through two marriages, two divorces, one attempted murder. And I'm tired of TV makeovers. That's fine. Because a TV makeover, they always take an average woman and they make her beautiful, right? And I can't take an average woman and make her beautiful, but I can take a crazy woman and make her violent. Ain't love grand. So first marriage over, my wife left. First thing I noticed after she left, my clothes quit washing and they quit drying and hanging themselves up. I figured they're depressed. Get in the machine, fellas. We got something to do. I gotta wash clothes now. I didn't know which detergent to buy. You go to the grocery store and the detergent aisle is like a happy land. All those bright colored boxes, happy names like cheer and gain and snuggle. You know, my life is like beer, pain, struggle. I can't operate the machines. There's too many knobs and switches and levers, dial settings. I just want to wash my clothes. So I don't want to send them back in time or anything. I just want to wash them. It'd be cool if you could. Send it back to 3 weeks ago before they were dirty. What the hell? Send it back to 3 years ago when they were stylish. Why should they suffer?
guess I'll just take your glasses.
John Fred and the Playboy Band. It's 6:10, local news. Time was hit to WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Your car is probably encased in ice this morning. You know what my car was like when I went outside to take a look at it? You ever see those National Geographic specials when they'll go up to the Arctic or somewhere and they'll find a man from like 3 million years ago encased in ice? That's what my car was like this morning. Scrape it. I'm telling you, don't depend on those defrosters to get it all gone. You got to scrape. We've heard from Stuart J. Waddles in our news. Crashes all over this morning on the interstate highway last night, this morning, including a police car. So it's slippery out there. And to all those people that were on my bumper, you know, trying to get me to go faster than the speed limit, I ain't going to do it. So anyway, be careful out there this morning, all right? We have Shay King coming in from the library. It's Black History Month. We'll talk about a whole bunch of stuff going on at the library. A lot of fun programs for everybody. That's straight ahead. It's 6:11, local news. Timeless hits, WRJN. Who'll stop the ice? Oh, wait a second. Who'll stop the rain? Here's CCR, Creedence Clearwater Revival at WRJN.
Long as I remember the beaming coming down, clouds of mystery pouring, confusion on the ground. Good men through the ages trying to find the sun, and I wonder, still I wonder, who'll stop the
Rain CCR. That song was also the theme song to the 1978 Nick Nolte Tuesday Weld movie, Who'll Stop the Rain? Good movie, by the way, if ever you have a chance to see it. A poll on what America's perfect day would look like. All right. It doesn't start off with ice all over your car in the streets. That's not a perfect day. You would sleep for 7 hours, take a 40-minute nap, watch over 3 hours of TV, and spend 90 minutes just messing around on your cell phone. Now, there's one thing missing from here, work. I assume if you're doing this, you got a lot of money, because I don't see the word work, going to work every day in that whole job scenario. All right, here we go with the Supremes.
Knowing you're
Diana Ross, the Supreme Stop in the Name of Love. 617, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Got a poll here. They asked people what their least favorite month is. These were the top two responses, January and February. Warmer weather is popular, but the number one month isn't actually a warm month. It's October. And you say, October? Here's my theory on why October is the most popular month. Once you're in October, you can kind of smell the holiday season right around the corner.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. It's actually more like a half pick, as I sort of enjoyed the film Amelia Perez. The musical crime drama, yes, you heard that right, has 13 Oscar nominations, including for Best Picture. The story is about a ruthless drug cartel boss who hires a lawyer, played by Zoe Saldana, to help him through the gender transitioning process and to help him disappear afterwards. The logline really grabbed me, but I thought it started slow and didn't like the look of it. It did pick up steam and provided some gripping, intense moments. Ultimately, it's a little unsatisfying in my opinion, and I tend to agree with the reviews it received on Rotten Tomatoes. The film got a 73% fresh rating from critics, which is good, but a little lower than you'd expect for a film nominated for 13 Oscars. Only 18% of audiences like the film. Having said that, it still might be worth a watch, as you don't see many musical crime thrillers where cartel bosses have sex change operations. The film is free to view on Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Just Brew It in Union Grove. From handcrafted coffees to soul-soothing boba teas, each sip is a tale of a flavor and community. Carefully curated to fuel your day. Whether you're dashing through the snow or seeking a serene retreat, Just Brew It creates the perfect winter ambiance for you. Savor the warmth in every sip at Just Brew It. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Central heat, you know, the HVAC systems that heat your entire house. Man, those can really cost us an arm and a leg. And they lose up to 30% of their energy through the ductwork, plus more when we're heating rooms that we aren't even using. Well, one trick that can bring down your heating bill is to lower your thermostat and use energy-efficient space heaters where you really need the heat. I'm a little retro and I like radiant heaters. Those are heaters that just heat a specific area in a room. On average, running a 1500-watt space heater is going to cost you about 20 cents an hour. While running your central electric furnace, that's going to run you $1.37 an hour. So space heaters can mean real savings. However, if you use a space heater, make sure you follow the directions for their safe use. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. The next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
For 98 years, WRJN has been Racine's trusted source for local news. And now, we brought back the timeless hits, too. Spanning the greatest music from the biggest stars of rock and roll, like Elvis, Marvin Gaye, The Supremes, The Monkees, Love and Spoonful, The Beatles, Chuck Berry, and more. Your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Give me just a little more time. Just a little more.
Yeah, chairman of the board, give me just a little more time. Very icy out there this morning. Be careful driving, all right? Yeah, very, very icy. Get that car scraped off. Here's Sam Cooke, twisting the night away.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go, twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks. She's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while.
Lean up, lean back, lean up.
Diamond rings and twisting the night away. Man, you ought to see her go, twisting to the rock and roll. Here you find the young and old, twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting, man. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night.
The night away, Sam Cooke, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here we go. No one is doing anything about the price of eggs, so Waffle House has added a 50-cent surcharge on every single egg they sell. They say it's temporary. They'll adjust it based on egg prices going forward. Some politicians imply there's actually a switch. They'd be flipped to immediately drop the prices. If that's the case, no one's done it so far. Well, politicians, what do you expect? So, for better or worse, it looks like we're just going to have to ride this one out. In fact, the U.S. government now says the cost of eggs will get only worse through 2025, with prices forecast to increase about 20%. The only good news in this egg price increase is that kids aren't going to egg your house or your car, not at $8 a dozen. So that won't be happening anytime soon. Hey, it's 628 local news. Timeless hits here at WRJN. Cloudy, gradual clearing with a high near 37 today. All right, so things will be melting. Currently cloudy, 29 degrees right here at Radio Park. Oh, can't go wrong with the Beach Boys on a cold, icy morning, right? Fun, fun, fun.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace now.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
And she makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot race.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase. Well, you knew all along.
all through.
You shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't have lied.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do.
You shouldn't have lied, now you shouldn't have lied.
And we'll have fun,
fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
And we'll have fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Odd, but true. You know, there are 44 active national emergencies currently in effect in the U.S. 44. And one going back to 1979. I wonder what that one is. That should all make us sleep the sleep of angels at night, huh? Local news has never been covered more completely as it has right now with WRJN partnering with the Racine County Eye to field Racine County's largest local news team. Now, in addition to our 98 years of experience covering local news, the Racine County Eye adds their journalistic expertise to our on-air and online reporting. You'll hear the headlines on WRJN, then read the details online at RacineCountyEye.com. A new era in local news coverage, the Racine County Eye and WRJN. Speaking of which, it's 6:30. Let's check news now, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's a slick start outside. An overnight wintry mix came down and has created some icy spots. Late last night and into the morning, the roads were a mess everywhere. Our Racine County Sheriff Squad was involved in an impact near 7 Mile Road, and I-94 in the area was shut down briefly. The icy spots won't stick around long. We will warm up a little today. It will be getting windy with gusts up over 40 miles an hour. We'll have more coming up in the forecast. Racine and Kenosha drug units got together for a bus this week. The Racine County Sheriff's Metro Drug Unit and the Kenosha Drug Operation Group executed a search warrant in Kenosha Tuesday. It led to the arrest of a 26-year-old at a home on 38th Street near 94th. During the operation, police say they seized 70 pounds of pot and nearly $4,000 in cash. A story you'll want to go deeper with at the Racine County Eye today is music-based. A music teacher at a Racine County school is making a big difference, with her story now online at RacineCountyEye.com. And it's another day of nothing from the local papers. The parent company of the Racine Journal-Times and the Kenosha News is Lee Enterprises. A message on their website says again they're experiencing technical problems that are preventing print and digital editions. Lee owns over 70 papers across the country. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Agriculture is a huge part of Wisconsin, but there always seems to be a disconnect between agriculture and urban settings. One school is looking to fix that. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Josh Gonzalez, a second grade teacher and Ag Committee chairman at the River Trail School of Agricultural Science in Milwaukee, is here to explain how they were able to turn this K through 8th grade school into a certified agriculture school in Milwaukee.
It was just about 2 years ago that we got an official, two school years ago, that we got an official designation from the Milwaukee School Board that we were officially an agriculture specialty school, kind of in the vein of, like, let's say, a language school. But even though that was only 2 years ago, we actually started kind of the process of incorporating agriculture into our lessons with our students began about 9 years ago.
Josh Gonzalez, a second grade teacher at River Trail School of Agricultural Science, giving us an insight onto what it took to turn the school into an agriculture school. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
When it comes to fungal diseases like soybean white mold and STS, you know how devastating yield loss can be. That's why you work with your seed dealer to find the best genetics for your farm. Did you know you can bring forward the defensive traits of those genetics with a seed treatment? Heads up, a biological plant activator primes your seed to turn on its natural defense against disease. Take your yields to the finish line. Ask your seed dealer for Heads Up Seed Treatment.
Join Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke at the 2025 Corn Soy Expo on February 6th and 7th at the Kalahari Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Pam will be broadcasting on Thursday at 11:30 a.m. with Compeer Financial, located in booth 409. Leave with more knowledge and connections with a visit with Compeer Financial. Enter to win Milwaukee tools for your farm. At 2 p.m., the broadcast continues with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board at booth 402. For more information or to make plans to attend, visit cornsoyexpo.org. Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe at the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. Yesterday, Governor Tony Evers with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced that they have awarded grants to finish the remaining $100 million from the ARIP program. Governor Evers also announced yesterday that $80 million will be invested into Wisconsin agriculture to go towards farm innovation research, food insecurity, and a doubling in funding for farmer mental health. With a look at your agriculture news from the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
We should be done with the flurries and the freezing drizzle. In fact, we'll be mostly sunny by this afternoon, but it will be windy today. Our high right around 38. The wind will be west, gusting to between 40 and 45. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 30. We could see more snow by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
A lot of movies I see, it doesn't seem like they care if we can even follow the plot. I'm the kind of guy, I have a lot of trouble with these movies like Jason Bourne, Mission Impossible. I'm the guy you always see in the parking lot after the movie talking with his friends going, oh, you mean that was the same guy from the beginning? Oh, that's why after he stole the money, he had the fake nose and the beard, and then he didn't. Oh! Did you enjoy the movie? Yes, I'm enjoying it here in the parking lot. But in there, I didn't know what the hell was going on. Nobody will explain anything to you in a movie theater once you get confused. What is happening now? Shh. Just pay attention. Why did they kill that guy? I thought he was with them. They had to. Would you just watch the movie? I am watching the movie. I don't understand anything. You know as much as I do. I know nothing. Is this a space movie? Is it a Western? I am lost in this movie. I hate this movie. And I hate you too.
As I got home about a half past ten, there was the woman I thought I knew in the arms of another man. I kept my cool, I ain't no fool, let me tell you what happened then. I packed some clothes and I walked out, and I ain't going back again. So take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home. Gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta start a new life. You've been many things, but most of all, a good secretary to me. And it's times like this I feel you've always been close to me. Was I wrong to work nights to try to build a good life? All work and no play has just cost me a while. So take a letter, Maria, no, address it to my wife. Say I won't be coming home, gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man.
you'd like to have dinner with me? Well, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Say I'm gonna be coming home. Got a supper, no lie. Oh, take a letter, Maria. Address it to my wife. Send a copy to my lawyer. Got a supper, no lie.
RV Greaves, take a letter, Maria. Local news, Tamla Sits, WRJ and Claudie. Looks like a gradual clearing today with a high near 37. So all the icy stuff will melt, but it's not melting now. Clear tonight, lows 15, partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 29. 1 to 3 inches of snow possible on Saturday with a high near 32. And sunny on Sunday with a high near 27. It's clear, it's cloudy and 29 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, the Super Bowl seems to be the best time to make ridiculous bets on ridiculous things. Here are some of the bizarre prop bets you can make this year, and if they'll really happen or not, here are the odds. Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the game. 16.7% chance of that happening. Same thing last year. It didn't happen. A coach or player crying during the national anthem. 81% of that chance happening. Of course, there's always at least one person crying. A quarterback catches a pass, 5.9%. The color of the Gatorade poured on the winning coach, purple, best odds, 32%. Who will the MVP mention first, God or Jesus? The favorite at 51%. Teammates came in second. And the first celebrity cameo, here's a shocker, Taylor Swift is the favorite at 33 1/3%. I thought it would have been higher than that. 641 local news, timeless hits. Skeeter Davis. I love Skeeter. 641 local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
You can make me cry, you can break my heart, but I'll never say words through. Even when I cry, I can't stay mad at you. You can run around, you can tell me lies, but there's nothing I can do. I'll never say goodbye, cause I can't stay mad at you.
Tamla Sits at WRJN at 6:43. Guy in Michigan bought his 26-year-old daughter a lottery ticket as a just-because gift. She won $4 million with that lottery ticket. You think she shared that with her dad? I want to think so. I really do. Hey, good morning. 6:43, local news. Tamla Sits. Here come the Mamas and the Papas.
All the leaves are brown.
I pretend to pray.
You know.
California Dreamin', Mamas and the Papas, 646, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Shea King from the Racine Public Library coming in this morning at 7:05. We'll be talking to you all the programs going on for you. Hey, you paid for the library. These are programs for you. And we'll talk about that coming up a little after 7 o'clock this morning. You know the WRJN plays timeless hits. And now as Valentine's Day sneaks up on us, we'll help with some timeless gifts as well. It's the WRJN Timeless Hits, Timeless Gifts giveaway. Now, we'll set one lucky winner up with all the gifts you need for your Valentine. Flowers covered by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Your sweetheart, Sweet Tooth, is satisfied by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. All that important sparkle of jewelry from Rasmus and Diamonds in Racine. At a great concert night with Herman's Hermits and the Association at the Genesee Theater, February 28th. Now, to enter, just go to one of our sponsor locations. We'll choose the winner at random Monday, February 10th. We'll call the winner with all the details. All right, here you go. Stop in at Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha, 75th Street and 30th Avenue, Rasmus and Diamonds on Washington Avenue, Racine, and the Peach Cobbler Factory at Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue. Timeless hits with timeless gifts from the people that really love you. Your Valentine. WRJN.
Flowers fade, chocolates melt, but jewelry? Jewelry lasts forever.
This Valentine's Day, give a gift that stands the test of time, just like your love. For 125 years, Rasmus and Diamonds has been helping Racine celebrate life's most cherished moments.
From gemstone pendants to diamond earrings, these pieces are more than gifts. They're heirlooms in the making.
Use the code RD20 at rasmusanddiamonds.com to receive 20% off your gift.
Rasmus and Diamonds, Racine's jewelers since 1900.
Hi, this is Mike at your CBD store in Racine. We are sharing the love, no strings attached. Just schedule an appointment to receive a free $200 wellness kit February 27th through March 2nd. It's our way of saying thanks for prioritizing your wellness journey. Appointments are filling up fast, so call your CBD store on the corner of Highway 31 and Spring Street in Racine, or visit us on Facebook. If you stop in and schedule your appointment, you will receive a 7-day clinically proven sleep gummy.
That's 1 week free on me.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
And I learned it very well. Now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. If I never hear your name again, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. I confide. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had to give. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Stories in the past with nothing to recall. I've got my life to live and I don't need you at all. The roller coaster ticket with my tears. That's all I'm gonna spend. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
Circle, red rubber ball, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. You ready for a nice story? All right. A high school senior in Tennessee named Chance Usher Smith just won Homecoming King. Now, he's popular, so it's not a surprise, but it's in the news because he's the school's very first deaf student to win it. There's a video of his classmates doing silent applause. That's when you put both hands up in the air and shake them like jazz hands. Well, I read that story, and I said, what a nice story. Wow. I wish I could have been at that moment when they started the silent applause. 652 local news at WRGN with Dion and the Belmonts.
I want to go home where I belong. Cause now I'm just a I'm a lonely teenager. Now I'm 17, still alone, wondering if I should go home.
Teenager, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, someone posted a photo after an airline upgraded a suitcase now, to first class. See, it wouldn't fit in the overhead bin, so they gave it a first class seat and buckled it in. People online were kind of perturbed. They said they should have upgraded the human to first class, left the bag in coach, but, you know, we're dealing with the airlines here, so, you know. What am I going to tell you? 6:55, here's Herman Hermits.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra.
limits. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Cloudy, gradual clearing today with a high near 37. That'll help with the ice. Clear tonight, lows around 15. That won't help. Looking for partly sunny sky tomorrow with a high near 29. 1 to 3 inches of snow possible on Saturday with a high near 32. And sunny on Sunday with a high near 27. The other day when we hit 50 degrees, everyone was saying, well, it's springtime, climate change. Well, guess what? Currently, once again, cloudy 29 degrees here at Radio Park. Hey, Shea King from the library is coming in. We're going to talk all the programs the library has to offer. We've got 3 pages of them. We'll need about 6 hours to get through them. Lucas and Messina, your mama don't dance.
Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll.
It's all because
your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. And it's all because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
Lockins and Messina, your mama don't dance, your daddy don't rock and roll. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, we talked about the airline a few minutes buckling that bag in first class. Well, four guys in China didn't want to pay the $46 fee to bring a box of oranges with them on the plane, so they ate the entire 66-pound box of oranges right there at the airport. All of them wound up with mouth ulcers. They say they won't do that again. As a matter of fact, one of them said, I'll never eat another orange again. It's 7 o'clock. Good morning. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The White House is pushing ahead with a plan to shrink the federal workforce, a big step slashing the number of government employees.